Could we save the speeches for later, Marcus? Lily says, taking a small mirror from her handbag.
Right. Charlie!
Mr. Katz bellows. Charlie takes a seat at the piano.
What are you singing, Miss Washbread?
I fear that Anne's nerves will play havoc with her illusion and her singing. Go on, I mouth. I give her a big smile, and she smiles back, rather maniacally. Felicity leaps up. She'll be singing after the ball. Lily Trimble looks into her mirror, powders her nose.
See what I mean, Marcus? Miss Washbrat may not need your services as manager, not with these two at her heel.
Ladies, you're going to have to pipe down if you want to stay in this room,
Mr. Katz says.
How vulgar,
Felicity whispers, but she sits.
After the ball?
Charlie asks Anne, who nods.
What key, then?
See? Anne manages to say. I feel as if I might faint from nerves. I have to bite my handkerchief to keep from making a sound. Charlie plucks the waltzing tune from the keys. He plays four bars and looks to Anne. She's too terrified to jump in, so he gives her another measure as a help, but still she hesitates.
No time like the present, Miss Washbrad,
Mr. Katz calls out.
Marcus,
Lily Trimble says, shushing him. Anne is as rigid as Big Ben. Her chest rises and falls with each shallow breath.
Come on, Annie, show them what you can do.
It's too much. I can't even look. Just when I think I shall die from this torture, Anne's voice floats above the jangling keys and the cigar smoke. It's delicate at first, but then it begins to build. Felicity and I sit forward, watching her. Soon her voice fills the room, sweet and clear and enchanting. This is no trick of magic. This is Anne's magnificence, her soul married to sound, and we are under its spell. She holds the last note for all she's worth, and when she finishes, Mr. Cat stands and puts his hat on. Does he mean to leave? Did he like it? Hate it? His meaty hands come together in a clear, loud clap.
That was terrific! Just terrific!
He shouts. Lily Trimble raises an eyebrow.
The kid's not half bad, is she? Well done,
Charlie says. You're too kind, Anne demurs, blushing. Charlie puts his hand to his heart.
On my life, you were terrific, like an angel. When I compose my musical, I'll have to write you a song.
Charlie plinks about on the keys, and a merry tune starts to come to life.
All right, Charlie, all right. Flirt on your own time. I need Miss Washbrad to read for me.
Anne is given a passage from The Shop Girl, and she is every bit as good as Miss Ellaline Terrace. Better, in fact. It is obvious that everyone in the room is impressed by Anne's talents, and I feel a mix of fierce pride and envy at her success here.
I will write that musical, Charlie whispers to Anne, and you'll be in it. That's the voice I want.
Mr. Katz extends his hand and helps Anne from her spot beside the piano.
Miss Washbrad, how would you like to become the newest star in the Katz and Trimble Repertory Company?
Nothing could make me happier, Mr. Katz, Anne exclaims. I've never seen her so full of joy, not even in the realms. If you're certain you wish to take me on. Mr. Katz laughs.
My dear, I'd be a fool not to. You're a very pretty girl.
Anne's smile fades. But that isn't everything. Mr. Katz chuckles.
Well, it certainly doesn't hurt. People like to hear a nice voice, my dear, but they like to see where that voice comes from, too. And when it comes from a beauty, they'll pay more for a ticket. Right, Lily?
I don't rouge my cheeks for nothing,
Lily Trimble says on a sigh. But what about my talent? Anne bites her lip, and it only enhances her loveliness.
Of course, of course,
Mr. Katz says, but he hasn't stopped gazing at her.
Now, let's see to your contract.